Norton. The sun scorched the crops, drying the wet lands, ponds, and streams. The energy drained slowly from the enslaved and the plantation owners themselves. These kinds of days were the worst for the slaves. Well, all days were horrid. Working with the crops, harvesting, planting, and working in the houses even. It was not always pleasant. Some slaves were forced to babysit bratty and selfish children. As crazy as it sounds, some slaves were not treated so badly after all. The owners, also called plantation owners, had feelings for some of these slaves. And this, folks, is an introduction of one of these famous relationships. This day in Virginia, somewhere between 1790 and 1808, this day in particular was hot and humid like always. Being one of the largest plantation owners in all of Virginia, Thomas Jefferson himself had found love within his large number of slaves while he worked on his usual business. His slaves worked out in the fields and some inside. The slaves inside on this day were assigned to cleaning, dusting, and making the beds, and doing dishes. Outside, slaves consist of picking and harvesting. These days would go on like normal throughout the many years. His wife Martha Jefferson had died a couple years ago, and Jefferson was in need for company. Martha and Jefferson had 6 children together. However, only 2 survived to adulthood. Aside from his work in Virginia, Jefferson had to travel to France, where he was serving as minister. He would be there only shortly, before he would have to return to his home, sweet home, in Virginia. During him serving, it was said that Thomas Jefferson had found love within a slave, Sally Hemings. The two had started a serious relationship together. Sally Hemings was 14 at the time, and Jefferson was 44. They both returned back to Virginia together, and that is when it was said the events started to fall into place. Overall, Jefferson had mixed feelings on slavery. He tried to ban it, however, he failed to do so multiple times. Time went by, and the time between Sally and Jefferson himself was increasing. Not soon after, Sally was carrying a child that the two had together. That child grew, and more came along. Time would not stop there, though, folks, till it was said that they had 5 children together. Further down the road, Jefferson ended up passing away, and Sally was now set free, from harvesting, planting, cleaning, and relationships. But who knows if Sally did end up enjoying Jefferson's company after all. Till next time, I'm your narrator, Lily Morton. Thanks, you folks.